Right now, it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It is time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, and various things, and he has many years of experience in all of that. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning to you, sir, and everybody out there.
So now, it's a good morning. It is, because we're inhaling and exhaling.
Amen.
We see people in your generation and the generation just before me are used to extreme changes in lifestyles because you've lived through world wars, World War II, and there were many, many things people had to do differently in this country while World War II was underway. We've lived through other things, SARS, the swine flu, H1N1, the bird flu, but nothing quite as dramatic as this. So to a whole generation of people, this is something new. I guess what I'm asking you to tell them is they shouldn't be panicked by it. These are all just protections that are put in place to help everybody.
You're absolutely right. In fact, a number of times that I've seen during the last week, very, very intelligent people from the medical profession, both mental and physical, talking about the fact that we must maintain ourselves in the sense that, yes, wash your hands and do those things, and certainly eat properly, and try and do the best you can to sleep. But one of the keys that I found, which I've repeated to some of my beloved sisters and brothers, is that you've got to keep your psychology up as much as possible. You can't give in to the gloom and doom. And it's really part, in my opinion, of dealing properly for your sake and the sake of those around you with what's going on. As Marshall has said, this is life, okay? That's all it is. It's life. And we deal with it in a way that makes us stronger and successful, or we don't deal with it and we just hurt ourselves. So in certain ways, you just have to... For instance, I was talking to my son the other night, and finding out what he was doing in his life. And he actually is maintaining a certain regularity in what he does. The simple things of life. He's not retreating. He's just doing them. He's just being vigilant and extra careful and following the guidelines that we've all been given. But he's back to running and stuff like that, and he's out of the house and so forth. I myself find that it's helpful to get out of the house and maintaining the discipline of not being close to people and coughing and so forth. But you've got to have your head about you, so to speak. And remember that you're a being full of a lot of very wonderful components. One of them is the brain and the emotions, and you just have to, at this time, be more conversant with who you are and maintain as much as you can the positive attitude that we normally have as we go through life. Yes, we're going to miss the sports, but okay, fine. You figure it out, and you'll get some classic, if it's baseball, classic baseball games. Or you're going to miss the theater. There's all kinds of wonderful things on the HBO, on the various channels. So it's just a matter of adapting. And as human beings, if I'm not an anthropologist, but if you look back at the way we've evolved as people, it's always been change mostly for the better, and adapting for the better. So again, I would strongly suggest that you certainly take care of yourself physically, but I think mentally is very important. There are studies that, you know, when you're depressed or you let yourself go and give up, it doesn't help your overall health. And it ain't too much fun either. I mean, we'll get through this.
Eat properly,
sleep well as much as you can. And I know I don't sleep that well lately, but that's a product of a lot of different things.
Now, you know, before we get to the stock market, and then we'll get to the stock market in just a second, I want to mention what's great about living in the area we live in. All the businesses that are restaurants that have had to close their dining rooms, most of them are offering takeout or curbside pickup or deliveries. But a big company did something that I think was just outstanding, and it will start on the 19th. Stop and Shop. In Connecticut. I don't know if it's other states, but I know it's in Connecticut. Beginning on Thursday, they're going to set aside a special time, 6 o'clock in the morning to 7:30 in the morning. That time will be for people 60 and over only, because in the crush to buy the toilet paper, the water, all the foods and everything, senior citizens are the ones that are most affected and can't, by the time they get there to shop, everything's gone. So Stop and Shop, beginning on Thursday, will have a special entrance that anybody who's 60 or over can go in and do your shopping with less people around, so you don't have to worry about a ton of people being around you with the coronavirus, but you'll also be able to have access. Now, they're not going to card people. They're going to go by trust, but if they find out that somebody's in the store and they're not 60 or over, they'll ask you to leave. What this does in another fashion is, yes, it gives the senior citizens a chance not to be exposed to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other people in the store and possibly get the virus that they're more prone to. But it also, for the other people now that do their regular shopping, it takes the senior citizens, and they don't have the senior citizens mixed in with them. So it's a good job by Stop and Shop, what they're announcing and what they're going to start on Thursday.
Absolutely marvelous.
I just wanted to give them kudos.
And it's a product of a company taking care of the citizens, as we all should. But the Stop and Shop idea is absolutely incredible, because the idea of giving the older people space, who are the most vulnerable and are not going to be crowded in with a lot of other people, is fantastic. But also, the younger part of the population, there are less people shopping, but they don't have to worry as much as infecting or being infected. It's really just fabulous, and I'm certain we're going to have more and more of that. I know myself... I'm normally, as Marshall might say, talkative. So when I'm out and about shopping and doing whatever, I'm a pretty cordial guy. It's part of the way I live my life. The human contact is probably pretty more significant to me. Maybe, I don't know, than other people. But the other day I had a situation where I was in a line, and this, I believe he was a Japanese man, I don't know him. And he let this young man with only a couple of things go ahead of him. And I said, wow, that's really great. And, you know, I started kind of engaging with him and kind of had some fun as we were waiting. And then he left and I said, good luck, and so forth. It was only a couple of days later when I heard that there has been a certain amount of animosity towards people who are Chinese or deemed to be Chinese. And so I said to myself, wow, I'm really glad I did that. But, you know, consideration of older people, people who are lame or whatever, you know, this is the time for our better angels to come forward. And when they do, it makes us feel better as well as the people we connect with. And I've seen this a few times, people talking. You know, we really have to... Don't give up on our socializing. you just do it in a different way. Maybe it's 6 feet away. Maybe it's just waving or hello or how are you or something. It's all for your mental and physical health that you do not give up on society. There are ways to continue to deal with it, and be for your good.
All right, now, I'm looking at the stock market, and we'll just mention first of all the futures right now. About 25 or 30 minutes ago, showed the Dow futures up about 237 points, ranging between 180 and 237 points. But that is a useless figure. But I think what we need to talk about for the general public is some of the amazing, absolutely staggering swings in the market. I mean, it was down. Their single biggest loss since 1987 was down over 12%. And actually, because the stock market was actually higher, that percentage-wise, it was just a bigger loss. But once again, those numbers, as staggering and as amazing they are, reflect what's happening in the economy, really, in your local area as well, with stores and businesses and individuals that are affected. But once again, looking at the stock market for people that have their general investments, Jim, give them some advice why they shouldn't be panicked and why this bear market looks like we're going into a recession. So let's talk a little bit about the market in general for people.
Okay. First of all, the market is off about 30 to 35% since its high. That has taken place within just several months. I think that is extremely unique. That's the first thing. The second thing is, as someone who watches the market a bit, coming into the year, I was telling people to sell. Not because I saw the virus coming, God forbid, but we were overdue for a recession or slowing down. The stock market has been kind of up for 11 years, and the economy has been up for about the same time. And, you know, economy is like the tide coming in and out. There's a flow. There's a rhythm to it. So we've been actively telling people and in our own accounts selling coming into the year. And when the virus hit, it just took the legs out from under the market in the sense that just stay with closings of stores and things of that nature. The economy is down. It's going to go lower, the economy. And that's what it is, because we do have to stay home. We can't participate because we're being locked out of things. The market would not have been this bad, however, if we had addressed at a federal level this pandemic, which eventually was called a pandemic. On January 28th of this year was the first report of the virus striking somebody in California. At least 6 weeks elapsed before the federal government started or was trying to get serious about it. It's only in the last week where we've done some draconian things like closing down the school districts and so forth, that, you know, people are beginning to realize, well, I guess the federal government is serious and is going to do something. The federal government's lack of immediacy and therefore the lack of confidence that people felt in terms of them, the federal government, dealing with the crisis is what has exacerbated the market decline. We had a tremendous market decline in '87, and at that time, the government came in, supported the market, and eventually things kind of settled down. In 08 and 09, we had, you know, kind of like something where we're on a depression precipice, and the federal government came in and said, okay, we're going to do something. We're going to take $1 trillion, blah, 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 blah. And they were somewhat aggressive in solving the problem, and people saw that. It didn't mean they ran out and bought a lot of stock, but they saw that, and confidence came back slowly, but it came back, and you could see it bubbling up as we went into 2009, when indeed in 2009, in March, the stock market actually bottomed and started going up. This was from 08 to 09. What we have here is the federal government has been bungling the situation. Now, it's very important. You know, this is going to come up in the November election. I'll give you the information. You should have the information. 2 years ago, the federal government decided to cut back dramatically on the CDC. And they cut back in very important areas, such as how do we deal with a problem such as we have now. The net result going into this, we were not at all prepared. That's number one. Number two, our chief executive has chosen or did choose to put rose-tinted glasses on the situation, saying from the outset, oh, it's not that bad, and focusing more on the economy and more on the stock market. The average person doesn't care too much about the stock market because they're not invested in the stock market. So when they heard that the chief executive was talking about the health of the stock market, I'm certain they became very, very, very upset that their little individual problem of going out of work and not eating was not being addressed. This is a compounding effect in that people stopped spending before they didn't have the opportunity to spend when things were closed down. And the net result is the crisis we have has been exacerbated by the federal government, which was not prepared to deal with it, was very slow to prepare to deal with it. And frankly, we still are not fully set up to deal with it. We've been hearing from people at the state level how there's going to be a crisis in the hospitals. We don't have enough beds. And we've been hearing about the lack of ventilators. We've been obviously witnessing the federal government stumbling as they say, oh, we don't really have the test for this, but oh, we'll have it soon. This is what has exacerbated the stock market. I've never seen down 2,000, up 500, down 2,000, up 300. And you're going to have more of that as you will an economy that is going to slow. But it is not the end of the world. We do have the resources, more so than any country in the world, if we put them to work. If we all pull together on the oars of government. Now, there's been very positive things coming out of New York State Cuomo, who is very proactive. I'm very proud to be a resident. And also of the governor of Washington. They're kind of they're moving ahead. They're not saying, hey, let's wait for the feds. So I'm very optimistic that with those, and I've seen like Garcetti of L.A., the mayor, and the mayor of the state of Washington. These are quality people. These are people who are really doing the job. And they're going to help us get out of this mess. And if the chief executive at the federal level would just get off the stage, it'd be a heck of a lot better for the human psyche to know that there are people out there who are really doing the job And all I want is cooperation, and they'll just do the job, and eventually we'll get out of this. You know, in terms of the market itself, as investors, if you haven't sold, and you are given that hint quite a bit in this audience over the last 6 to 9 months, well, it's probably a little late to sell, okay? If you have companies that will survive, that's up to each individual portfolio person to figure out. If you have sold, then you have some money to at an appropriate time, reinvest in the great American economy that will eventually happen. But right now, you're probably better off just staying put. However, we will have some big rallies as we go through the next months. Those who really feel very upset and in need of action can sell into those rallies. You just have to look at the history of our country and its great economic fortunes and understand from past crises, which I've named a couple, we've come back from. If we address this as we addressed the Second World War, when we were attacked, we really didn't have the wherewithal to really come back quickly. But within 4 years, we beat the enemy in the Second World War. They were out in front of us. And what happened? We marshaled the tremendous energy of America, of the American public, of the American spirit. We're in the process of doing that again. So I'm not trying to sugarcoat this, because it is going to be ugly in the sense of the headlines and so forth. But you have to be strong of heart and just do those things that you know will help get you through. So slow but steady but uplifting. Think of it that way.
Good idea. I had a question, but we're out of time.
Yeah, we're done.
Well, it's about time you showed up.
Jim.
Got that right.
We'll speak to you.
Hey, Marshall.
Yeah.
What's happened here? You're losing that management hand.
That's right. Hey, Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
You certainly will, and you take care of yourself. I'll
take
talk
care,
to you.
Buddy.
Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.